A truce has begun to take hold in the southern Iraqi city of Najaf, where U.S. forces were fighting until recently against militias supporting Muqtada al-Sadr. During this quiet moment in Najaf, U.S. soldiers are trying to rebuild the local police force and get Iraqis to turn in their weapons for cash. The Americans know they may not have much time to take advantage of the truce because fighting continues just a few miles outside the city. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Najaf.
Just 700 yards from the Imam Ali Shrine, one of Shiite Islam's holiest places, a main Iraqi police station sits pockmarked and battered from bullet and rocket-propelled grenade fire. In the furnace-like heat of Iraq, local workers repair the damage done in fighting after followers of 31-year-old anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr launched an uprising here almost 2 months ago. When the Sadr rebellion began, more than half of the 150 police at this station either fled or didn't show up for work. Some even joined Sadr's militia. This week, U.S. forces put the word out through flyers and broadcasts that a new weapons buyback program would start this day at the police station. But something got lost in translation as more than 100 Iraqis swarmed the main gate looking for work. Iraqis frantically waved their plastic ID cards over the barbed wire fence, hoping to start a police application. Work, work, we need jobs, one man shouts. U.S. Army Lieutenant Berlin McBride scans the crowd, trying to separate the job seekers from those here to sell their firearms and explosives.
I think the words kind of got crossed out in town a little bit, but today it's weapons buyback. It's not actually a day for hiring, and they're just really anxious for jobs. That's why they're here, and it's kind of interfering with the weapons buyback.
Soon a man approaches a U.S. soldier offering to sell an AK-47. But the man is an intermediary. The gun's owner, he says, is too scared to come forward. An army interpreter implores a soldier to let the man sell his weapon through the third party.
No. The guy who's bringing this needs to bring it in.
Listen to me. If he goes now, he will not deliver this weapon to us. You know that?
The individual outside is scared to come in. Okay, let him know to tell the individual that the individual should not be afraid. We are not going to arrest him.
It's not just fear of arrest that has some Iraqis apprehensive. A middle-aged man walks up to the fence line warily with an automatic rifle to sell. The soldier checks to see if it's serviceable.
Pretty freaking old.
Okay.
The Iraqi, who gives his name only as Najib, says members of Muqtada al-Sadr's militia are carefully watching the trade-in site, taking names and issuing threats. Lieutenant McBride tries to reassure Najib and his neighbors.
Tell the people that if they could get here to the station, they will be safe. I can assure their safety. But tell them if they want to wrap their faces, we understand, but just have them approach the station without their weapon, inform the MPs here that they have weapons they want to turn in.
Najib's fear seems to ease a little and his eyes widen when Lieutenant McBride pulls out a cash roll and hands him a crisp $100 bill.
On a flyer it says, I'll give you $100 for your AK-47. So I'm going to give you $100 for your AK-47. Tell them if they have RPG launchers, I'll give them $150 for the RPG launchers. I'll give them $100 for any AK-47s or rifles they have, and $50 per pistol.
By day's end, word was spreading. Iraqis sold the Americans more than 50 assault rifles, 11 RPG or rocket-propelled grenade launchers, and 40 RPG rounds, dozens of mortar rounds, 4 machine guns, and more. But while Iraqis were busy selling weapons in Najaf, just a few miles down the road in Kufa, Sadr militia Tuesday were busy using their weapons against an American patrol. A U.S. military officer here said at least 10 Sadr militia were killed in the fighting near the Kufa Mosque and a nearby cemetery. Abdul Raza, who lives in North Najaf, says the daily battles in Kufa just down the road show that the ceasefire exists in name only.
We watched it on TV, we heard of it on news, but what's happening on ground is all the fighting, the gunfire is going on. There's no such truce.
U.S. military commanders here are deeply skeptical that Sadr will abide by an alleged new proposal by the U.S.-appointed governor of Najaf province to have the cleric pull his militia out of the holy cities within 3 days. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Najaf.